kind of want to say something now, but...
Sure.
No, it's about 19th century literature and early 20th century literature versus, like, literature from today. Mm-hmm. It's that a lot of the literature today, to me anyway, it seems, like, kind of homogenous. Like, there, like themes repeat a lot in literature today, but in the 19th century, literature was really original. That's why I like reading 19th century literature better, not because I want to appear arrogant or something, or, like, you know, elitist, or... I don't know, people think that about me sometimes. Maybe I am, I don't know. But it's just more, it's just like the themes don't recycle themselves in 19th century literature, because like things were still new back then. Like now we're in the postmodernist era and nothing is new anymore. But that's the thing. Like, I just like reading new things.
That's why I usually read fantasy, because it's not about now. I look around and everything is about now. And like these books about problems people are dealing with, it is... Some of them are good, but some of them you just read over and over again with the same problems.
Mm-hmm.
So I tend to go from actually historical fiction to fantasy, which is, or in the future, futuristic books. What they seem new to me,
that's
like
really interesting.
I want to get a sense of something new.
Yeah, because it's timeless. Because yeah, they explore the same issues, but that if it's sort of outside
what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
It's refreshing. It's an escape. Yeah, I definitely agree. And I think that's true about reading some 19th century and early 20th century literature is an escape, because it is fresh and new, and they were exploring different things, and it was an experimental time. Also, it was just sort of the birth of when the novel became this kind of thing where you could do whatever you want with it. So.
Early 20th century, society in general was more creative. I mean, nowadays we're all about math and science. I mean, I go to a math and science high school, and there are a lot of high schools nowadays coming that are, you know, being formed, that are for math and science, and in general we're all about math and science, America and Western Europe especially. But I think that's part of the reason, because, like, when you concentrate on, like, logical areas of study, like math and science, you know, you lose some of your creativity, and you need creativity to write and come up with new ideas. I think that's just part of it. You know, part of it is that we're in postmodernist and a lot of things have been done. It's just that nowadays people need to think harder to come up with new ideas. Because, you know, 19th century, a lot of things hadn't been done yet, so it's just easier. More wiggle room.
I do prefer settings that are from, like, say, in maybe Japan, where they started evolving towards more, like, European styles in clothing. They start dressing up, and like they're losing their Japanese traditions or Chinese traditions, because Europe is like expanding and all that stuff, and they're using guns now, they're not using swords.
Right.
Yeah, but that exchanging time period is really interesting to me, because I really like all the European, first of all I like the fashions, and second of all I like how those people adapt to it.
There's one of the most interesting historical. It's nonfiction, but it's about Hernan Cortez when he the invasion of Mexico, and when they first discovered the Mayan civilization, and they basically, you know, destroyed it. But it was just such an extraordinarily violent and also disparate clash of cultures. It's really amazing, and that sort of. That was kind of the nascent of what you're talking about, sort of globalization, how different ideas, and sometimes it's very violent, and sometimes it works out, and I think that's also what fueled a lot of really good 19th century literature and stuff.
I think you mean the Aztecs. The Mayans died out in, like, 900.
Oh, the Aztecs, exactly.
Yeah.
They died out in 900 CE.
Yeah, the Aztecs.
Fascinated by ancient European literature, like in the time of Shakespeare, because like their language was more colorful, they took more time to doing that, because nowadays like people have everything else to do, they have homework, they have to go to school, they have to go to work, but back then you can do anything you want, like the only thing you could do was sit down and write. So
that is true. like in the 1600s You could decide you want to be a writer, and you would have all the time in the world to work on your poem or your novel or whatever. Nowadays, if you're a writer, writers don't make a lot of money. Is that true?
I came here in a helicopter. I mean, no, we don't make a lot of money.
Right. But back then, writers made a lot of money. know, because it was a different time, but, like, if you want to be a writer and you're starting out, wouldn't you have to take, like, another job to support your writing, to get the materials, to buy your own apartment, to just basically have, like, have an existence in society, basically? No, but, like, you have to do other things to support yourself. Like, you can't just be a writer anymore unless you live with, you know, with someone else or with your parents or someone, right?
In the diary?
That's a tricky question. you know, it's true. It's difficult to make a living as a writer, absolutely, especially as a novelist. But also there's so many different ways you can write. I mean, you can, and it's sort of there's so many more opportunities. I mean, obviously you can blog, you can have your own website, you can do all kinds of things, and which is both good and bad, because I think a lot of time it leads to the deterioration of writing skills, because people don't. Especially now, people don't really care about grammar and things like that so much, and it's sort of like it's become sort of more acceptable to throw grammar by the wayside and just kind of.
No, I have to comment on that. Like, when I am people, my friends say that I write really proper on IMs, because I do care to use correct grammar and correct spelling on an IM. Like, I don't write the letter U when I'm referring to you. And they say, like, they always say to me, you write really proper, why do you do that?
Well, it's good. It's important.
Me and my friends call that noobish speaking,
mm-hmm.
because I don't know why, it's really difficult to read something in IM when they just go, like is L1K, and then I think a 3, and then I'm trying to figure out what they're saying at the same time, because I don't usually read like that.
Mm-hmm.
I use commas and I use dot dot dots to exaggerate when I want to pause. Usually, sometimes I use too many dot dot dots and I read it over. I'm like, why are there so many dot dot dots in there?
My editor actually says that I use too many. They're ellipses. I use too many of those too. So, you know. But they're easy to use,
yeah.
Especially if you pause and thought.
Well, that's why you're writing at the same time when you're thinking, because
right.
when you're thinking for a little while, you just tend to say dot dot dot.
Exactly.
But other people, when they read it, they might not get it, and they might not pause. And when I read it over, I'm like, okay, this is not right.
Yeah, you know, like, when you go on someone's, like, blog, or, like, they have a website, like, a fan website dedicated to whatever TV show, and you're just reading their thoughts on it, like, you have to really look at it to understand what they're saying, because they make so many spelling errors that seem, like, really, unintentional. They make so many errors in grammar. They put, like, 2 or 3 words together. You ever see that? And it's annoying. I try to write proper so people know what I'm saying.
Typos.
Yeah, but, like, you know, but it's, like, more than just typos, because typos, like, you know, aren't supposed to be so common.
Right.
Like, have one typo on a page and out of, like, 10 pages. Not a million typos on a very short page, and there's only 2 pages.
Well, yeah, I mean,
the more you read, the less typos you'll have, and the more articulate and meaningful your IMs will be. So.